7:45.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse.
Who knew I was going to give Craig Adams a whole bunch of lighthouse music this morning? Good morning, Craig.
I did. Thank you. Yeah, yes. I like that one. Who is that?
That's a group called Rend, R-E-N-D Collective.
That's a nice tune.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those kind of multi-gender bands, you know, a woman, a guy, someone playing a box, someone hitting a tambourine, you know, one of those kind of mixed groups. And they were on a boat heading to a lighthouse in that video, I think, that I saw. And you were on a boat this morning. Did you rock the boat at all, or were you pretty good?
No, we had a smooth ride out from the Lorraine Boat and Yacht Club, about a 10-minute trip out to the Lorraine Lighthouse. And our engineer, Terry Zevnik, is with us this morning as well. We're doing this Facebook Live as we go. So if you want to check out the WEOL website, the Facebook page, and we're off and running now with our first live post. I put up a few videos earlier this morning to give you sort of the lay of the land. And with me from the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation is Frank Sapkowski, Ed Baker, and Joe Lucas. And Frank, you mentioned that we're sort of making history here today.
Yes, you are. For the first 100 years, we have WEOL at the Lorraine Lighthouse, so we can mark that in the book. And I appreciate it very much of you taking the time and coming out to broadcast from here.
So as far as you know, no other radio station has broadcast from here over 100 years?
No. As far as I've been here 29 years. And this is the first time.
Well, it's our privilege to be here. It's a great morning to be here.
Yes, it is. Smooth lake, good company here, good coffee that I made this morning for everybody. But, no, it's great.
You know, also, too, I mentioned earlier about 100 years. We're marking 100 years of the Lorraine Lighthouse. And I know you told us before that there have been multiple lighthouses over the years. Are we talking about 100 years for this particular structure?
Yes, 100 years for this. And with it being maintained with all the volunteers and everybody donating and helping out, the joy and everything to have this is due to the fact of what I just said about the volunteers and people donating to keep this jewel of the port icon. And we hope they continue to do it.
We have Ed and Joe here, and guys, tell us about how you guys became involved in the foundation, why it was important to you.
Well, I moved to Lorraine, Ohio in 1991, and in November 1999, I was asked if I would like to join the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation, and I did, and so this is now my 18th year here, 6 as a president of the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation, and I have to tell you, it's been a lot of work over these 18 years, getting this lighthouse fully restored. We just painted it in 2015. That required chipping out all the old stucco where the water got in between that and the cement, caused it to blow out. They had to replayer that. We had to have scaffolding erected, and we used over 160 gallons of paint just to repaint this building.
And Joe, how about you?
I've been here. I was born in Lorraine, Ohio, and actually my mother was born in here in Lorraine, Ohio, and our business is in Lorraine, Ohio. So my dad was involved in the Port Authority, and then he was one of the original ones that started with the Lighthouse Foundation. So over the years, it's been a passion, and we've donated and spent a lot of time, and it's just a great place. It's great for the city. It's we have a real jewel here that everybody can enjoy, and it's just a great thing.
We talked that it took about 10 minutes to come out here from the dock, and I want to talk a little bit about the view, because not everybody has a chance to take a boat ride out, or maybe they just don't get out this way. You look back at the city, you look to the east and see different sights. Ed, can you tell us a little bit about, as you look back here, what we see for people who are not here with us this morning, but are looking back at the shore. What can we see from here?
Well, to the southeast, you see the Black River. You see the Yacht Club a little bit further to the east. And then as you look straight east, you see Avon Lake Point. And beyond that, about 26 miles straight as the crow flies, you can see two of the buildings from Cleveland.
And that's even on a cloudy day.
That's correct.
And if it were a sunny day, what might we see?
Well, from here you could also see Cedar Point, which is about 35 miles away.
So it's a good place to get a good view.
That's correct.
You look back and you can see. Now, as far west, southwest, for example, could we see Lakeview Park from here?
Yes, that's correct. It's about a mile and a quarter to the Lakeview Park, and the view's clear.
Okay. There are people going out fishing this morning. We've had several boats go out so far. And as we look north, there's also a rather large barge on the lake being pulled by a tugboat.
Yes, there's a barge, and I think it's coming from the Lafarge factory. They're shipping limestone from Lafarge to the Cleveland steel mills. And it's going to take them about 6 hours to go because they're only doing about 4 or 5 knots.
Now, Frank, we're out here. We're on the lighthouse. We're here at the actual foundation, no pun intended. Do we need to be concerned about anything like spiders, snakes, or anything else like that?
The only thing you got to be concerned about is the spiders, the flies. But as far as snakes, no, I have never seen any on her. We had a family of raccoons living in the basement when we first took over the lighthouse. They had a home, like I say, in the basement. But that's other than enjoying yourself, being out here, it's like a peace of mind. It's quiet. You can watch all the action going on around us. And it's just in another world when you're out here. If you shut off your cell phone, it's peace and quiet. The only thing you hear is the boats going by and the seagulls crying for something to eat.
And there are plenty of gulls. There are some herons also on the breakwater to the east of here. Every now and then, a large freighter might head by the lighthouse going up the Black River. Do you get notice that this is going to happen? Do you know when something like that is going to pass by?
The only way you can probably find out is either calling into the bridge to find out. There is I believe with the county, you can call in and find out if there's a freighter going in and out. But when there is a freighter going by, you're in awe to see this big ship go by and going down the harbor. And it's just amazing that you're so close to it. And you see the guys on the ship walking the deck. And it's just fantastic. Where can you go without a charge, even standing on shore? And going to get ice cream and watching a ship and the bridge go up, it's fantastic. And like I say, as everybody goes to Cedar Point and all this stuff for amusement, right? But this is like a free recreation. You can stand and watch this go by and without a charge.
And you were out here last night, I understand?
Yes. We had back-to-back dinners. We had one Tuesday night of 18 people, and last night we had a group of 12. A private party, which you can rent the lighthouse, make an arrangement. We do private parties, but it's the people that come out here are amazed to what we have done. We have pictures up on the second floor of how the lighthouse looked when we first started many years ago, but up to the present time, they can't believe all the work that's been done. We removed plaster from inside the lighthouse when we had to take it out in 5-gallon buckets and put it in a 16-foot steel boat and take it into shore and dump it. And we have 500 hours spent on the floor upstairs in the second floor of refurbishing it. It's just the people just don't understand of what went on and how it looked at that time. We're done in the 50s due to the fact that there's a couple lighthouse keepers that we're in touch with, that from the Coast Guard, I should say, that told us what was out here at that time, and that's why we're doing it in the 50s. And if it wasn't for the public stepping up to the plate and helping us out, we wouldn't have what we have.
We'll talk more about the Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation and their efforts to restore the lighthouse here. So much has been done, but there's still more work to do. I saw a sheet here, Frank, right inside the door of what to do in 2017. So we'll talk about that in our next segment. But there are things to do, and we'll be talking with Ed and Joe as well about their involvement here. And Joe has some interesting stories about life underneath the water, beneath the water. We'll talk about that. And are there any shipwrecks out here? I don't know. We're going to find out about that, too, and we'll pick it back up at about 8:10, Bruce.
Sounds very good, Craig. Hey, I'm looking at the picture you took earlier there, and maybe you can ask him also. I'm looking. There's a giant beam that comes out of one of the sides that's being held up by sort of a cable. I was curious to know what they use that for, so you can find
out. Yeah, that is used to when we bring material out to the lighthouse. And years ago, when they brought material out, they had a beam that would lift up the material with a tackle block and bring it into the building.
I got it. Okay, very good. Looks great. Nice to see the pictures out there, and we'll have more, as you say, coming up here on AM 930 WEOL. It's 7:56. Check of the weather's next.
Hey, Steve Gorman here. Here are some car laws you might not know about. In Alabama, it's illegal to drive blindfolded. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to read comic books while driving. And, of course, in Russia, it's illegal to drive a dirty car. And here's something else you might not know about cars that's really helpful. And it won't get you in any trouble with the law. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. Here's something else you might not know. TrueCar users can see what others paid